You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on March 15th, 2024. We stream on the... We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 10 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, an update on the SFU lacrosse, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Western Jaguars Oblivion with Better Days.
Susie and Harold were Dover's pride when they fell in love in the summertime. The Ohio Nats were hard to beat for evading the sticky summer heat. When Susie and Harold were away, he fell in the shower and hit his head, bleeding face down on the porcelain. Susie's laugh went into reeling. Susie was chilled to the bone. She had to retreat to her father's home. Father asked if she's alright. She returns his glance with her anxious sigh. 'Cause her father is a good man. Calls his friend who works in medicine. Can't bear seeing her this way. Asks for a pill to bring back better days. Since the medicine, lungs are burning, she can't breathe in. Father insists on the vice, it's the only way for a normal life. But a normal life was lost last June when Harold fell in the bathroom. She hasn't taken them for 6 weeks. If only it was that easy. Her father if she's feeling well, she gives him a smile, though she feels like hell. She wants him to think that she's okay, even though she's thinking of better days. Oh, better days, those better days. Oh, better days.
That was Better Days from Western Jaguars Oblivion. Next up is Dan Wilson's Things Eternal.
Thanks so much.
Here is Pilgrimage. The song is Pilgrimage Intro. Thank you. I'd like to discuss the SFA Athletics at this time. Four events were on tap for March 9th. The Red Leafs Women's Wrestling completed a two-day National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where weight classes were in pounds. One wrestler reached the semifinals, which opened day two on March 9th, as Jay Trollen lost 6-1 to Yale Acock of North Central Illinois in 136, followed by an overwhelming 9-0 defeat by Grace Stem of Lock Haven University in a consolation semifinal, and a 6-2 loss to Lily Luft of Iowa in the fifth place match. Meanwhile, Jay Trollen's teammate Victoria Seal dominated Nicole Moore of McKendree University via a 12-2 technical fall in the seventh place match. Later on, the Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader against the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks. SFU was destroyed 8-0 in Game 1, which just lasted 5 innings. Meanwhile, Game 2 between SFU and Northwest Nazarene went full 7 innings. The Red Leafs were led by Grace McMillan, going 1-for-4 with 2 runs batted in, Abby Glynn driving in 2 runs despite going 0-for-3, the last of which tied the game at 5 in the top of 7th, but the Nighthawks' Maria Kamimoto singled off Nevada Johnson for the game-winning run as Sydney Booth crossed the home plate in the bottom of 7th, as Northwest Nazarene edged SFU 6-5 for the doubleheader sweep at Haley Field in Nampa, Idaho. Meanwhile, SFU Track and Field's Mariela LeClaire competed in 2 events at the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships in Robert W. Plaster Center at Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. In the women's 60, Mariela LeClaire bolted 7.36 for third and dashed 23.36 for second in the women's 200, only behind Alexis Brown of Lenoir Rhine at 23.32. The Red Leafs earned 14 points, all by Mariela LeClaire as the only competitor for 16th among women at the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships in Robert W. Plaster Center at Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where Ella LeClaire earned 2 first-team All-American awards for 2 top-8 finishes announced by U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. 3 events were on tap for March 11th. Three events were on tap for March 11th. Both Red Leafs golf teams traveled to California as men started at the California State East Day Tim Tierney shootout in Alameda, while women's commenced at the California State San Marcos Hujikura Invitational in Vista. Meanwhile, SFU softball played another doubleheader against Northwest Nazarene. The Red Leafs were obliterated 8-0 in Game 1, followed by a 6-1 loss to the Nighthawks in Game 2, where SFU was led by Grace McMillan, who went 3-for-3, and Kaylin Zagori, who went 0-for-2 with a run batted in, as Northwest Nazarene swept a doubleheader against SFU, the second doubleheader sweep between March 9th and 11th at Haley Field in Nampa, Idaho. Both Red Leafs golf teams concluded their two-day tournaments in California on March 12th. First with the men's at the California's East State. First with men's at the California State East Bay Tim Tierney shootout in Alameda. SFU finished 9th after firing 5 over par, 869 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Michael Kreslogo with 1 under par, 215 strokes for 21st. Closely followed by Dansby Carswell with even par, 216 strokes in a 4-way tie for 22nd. Shion Suzuki won the individual crown after shooting 11 under, 205 strokes, one shot ahead of Arnav Arkneth of Western New Mexico, which won the team crown after 28 under par, 836 strokes after 3 rounds, at the California State East Bay Tim Tierney shootout in Alameda. now with women's at the California State San Marcos Fujikura Invitational in Vista. SFU finished 10th after firing 76 over par 960 strokes after three rounds, led by Mira Minhas with 3 over par 225 strokes for fourth, only one shot behind Rachel Shaw of Biola, while Mira's teammate Dana Smith finished in a four-way tie for ninth after 2 over par 228 strokes after three rounds. Madison Murr of Cal State San Marcos won the individual crown after shooting 1 under par 215 strokes after three rounds, 5 shots ahead of Karina Duran of UT Tyler. Cal State San Marcos also won the team crown after 37 over par 901 strokes of the California State San Marcos Fujikura Invitational at the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista. Later on, both Red Leaf swimming teams started at the NCAA Division II Swimming Championships in Geneva, Ohio, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU. In the women's 800 freestyle relay, the quartet of Tori McClenchick, Abigail Williams, Delray Vedder, and Lyanne Perry finished 6th at 720.12. On March 13th, the Red Leaf swimming teams started day 2 of the NCAA Division II Swimming Championships in Geneva, Ohio. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU. The cutoff for preliminaries for championship finals events, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. In the men's 200 individual medley preliminaries, Marcus Mark clocked in at 146.46 for 7th. Mac dashed in at 144.23 for 4th. In the men's 200 individual medley championship finals during the evening, March 14th was day 3 of the NCAA Division II Swimming Championships in Geneva, Ohio. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries for championship finals events, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. In the morning, Tori McClenchick sprinted in at 147.7 in the women's 200 freestyle preliminaries, only behind Emily Charchman of Nova Southeastern at 146.88. In the evening of March 14th, Tori McClenchick charged in at 147.77 in the women's 200 freestyle final, only behind Emily Treichman of Nova Southeastern once again at 145.6. Today was day 4 of the NCAA Division II Swimming Championships in Geneva, Ohio. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries for championship finals events, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. In the morning, Tori McClenchick dashed in at 451.71 for second in women's 500 freestyle preliminaries, only behind Emily Treichman of Nova Southeastern for the third time in the last 2 days at 446.23.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? One out of every 4 LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Welcome back. There is also NCAA Division II Wrestling Championships taking place at Hartman Arena in Park City, Kansas, where there is one SFU wrestler. I believe that is Feliciano Takafua. Just a minute, please. Just bear with me here. Preliminaries and first round matches took place this morning. So, in championship round one, Taniela Feliciano Takafua blanked Devon Rice of Newberry 6-0. Currently, the 2024 NCAA Division II Men and Swimming and Diving Championships are taking place at Geneva, Ohio, with finals events. In the women's 500 freestyle finals, most distances are in yards with times in minutes and seconds, Tori McClintock dashed in at 447.76 for second, only behind Emily Treichman of Nova Southeastern at 446.6, as Emily Treichman beat Tori McClintock for the fourth time in the last 2 days. As for other SFU scores, four events have been completed so far. In the evening of day four of the 2024 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships in Geneva, Ohio. However, Tori McClintock is the only SFU Red Leaf with a result. I will come back after some PSAs.
PFLY Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Maybe you're a parent, a family member, employer, a coworker, an educator, a healthcare provider. PFLY is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLY Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflycanada.ca.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington are first at 1-0 conference, 16-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene second, 4-1 in conference, 16-3 overall. Western Oregon third, 3-1 conference, 13-9 overall. St. Martin's is also 3-1 conference, but are fourth as they are 12-8 overall. Central Washington are fifth at 2-3 conference, 6-16 overall. Montana State Billings are sixth at 1-4 conference, 7-17-1 overall. And Simon Fraser is dead last at 0-4 conference, 5-13 overall.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. The third act of the hour is Western Man's Inbuilt Fault. Actually, Western Man's An Inbuilt Fault. The tune is the title track. Thank you.
An inbuilt fault. You
Welcome to the second half of episode 10 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music updates on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Doug Weiselman's Wazoo with Fourvière.